Last night, Showtime stole the light as far as boxing was concerned. They had a pretty good fight. Keith Thurman, of course, I call him Boxing Viagra. What I mean by that is I want to see him fight. He's 23-0, 21 KOs. And when you take on an overmatched opponent, you're not supposed to let him go 10 rounds. You're not supposed to go 12 rounds with him. You're supposed to go in there and take care of business. And I think that's just what Keith Thurman did with Julio Diaz last night. Diaz, a loser in 9 prior times, no surprise losing the 10th time, now 40-10-1 with 29 KOs. Straight up, a good fight on the undercard, the semi-main event. Lucas Matisse, he got up off the deck, he was cut, he was battered, he was buzzed, came back, he stopped the super game. John Molina, 27-4, 22 KOs, and I think the 12th and final round, a pretty spectacular fight. Pretty good fights last night on Showtime. Godfather Larry Merchant, a very good morning to you, sir. Now, are you telling me you have a new grandchild in the family now?
Yep. He's about a month old and looks he might become a television guy someday.
That's cute.
I don't know. By the time he grows up, television may be passe. You know.
You know what I'm noticing, Larry, and I'm glad you sort of brought up television, is that, you know, even these dynamic shows that they put on the networks, they're not drawing the numbers they were 20 years ago and things like that. And I'm just wondering, are there enough viewers to go around with all the stations and programming they put forth on TV?
Well, somebody's making money on it, and that means that a lot of somebodies are watching it. But we don't have the kind of big national must-see events that everybody is talking about very often. And that's because there are so many diverse platforms today with the Internet and television, et cetera. So that's a change. I don't know if it's a good change or a bad change, but I think diversity and having a lot of options is always a good thing.
Okay, staying on the subject of TV just for a second. What do you think of Dick Wolf's new show, Chicago PD?
I have not seen it, so okay. I don't think much of it one way or the other. Right?
Check it out. It's on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. And, of course, I think they tie in with Chicago Fire Department, and they're on Tuesday.
Yeah, well,
night.
Everybody has their own guilty pleasures. There's a lot of opportunities for that these days.
But I thought you were Dick Wolf's buddy, so I thought you would at least check out his show.
Not true.
Okay. Okay. Were we impressed? You have to be impressed with Keith Thurman at this point in time. He took on a foe that he was supposed to dispatch. He dispatched him. I mean, where does that put Keith Thurman in the welterweight mix? He's 23-0 now, 21 wax.
Well, I think there are some good young fighters in the welterweight divisions, and he's one of them. And, yes, you're right. He's a must-see kid. He goes out you get the impression right from the start that he's looking to out-hurt the other guy. The question is going to be what happens when he gets hurt and what happens when he faces some serious opposition. We have a system today where the whole point is to get the guy to the big money fight before you really find out if he's the real deal. So that if you find out that he isn't, at least he's made some money. I'm for competitive fights. That said, he's the type of fighter you do want to see how he's going to deal with the fights in between the competitive fights, if there are any. And last night was a pretty good, he made a pretty good impression again.
Matisse getting his bell rung a little bit there, and he came back very strong. I mean, wow! I thought there for a while there, Matisse was going to end up on the loser's end of that one.
Well, truth is, I missed that fight Saturday night. I'm not always home watching. I have it saved on my television set, so I will get a look at it. But look, Matisse is a puncher. And sometimes punches get punched. And as in the rest of life, it's what do you do next? And there are some guys who yield and capitulate when they're hurt and lose their poise and don't know how to respond to adversity. And Mateze is a quality fighter because he does. And he's a guy that when he fights, you want to see him fight, and you usually are rewarded, as apparently everybody was last night.
Okay, we talked earlier about Keith Thurman, him being must-see TV, this and that. I can remember back, I guess it was in the 80s, there was a guy that I was just totally enthralled with. NBC, I think, was showing him. Nino LaRocca. I thought he was the second coming of Sugar Ray Robinson and Muhammad Ali all put together as a welterweight until he met Donald Curry and got stopped in six rounds. That's what we're sort of having to gauge as far as Thurman's concerned. Can he get past that LaRocca stage, aren't we?
Yeah. You know, there are stages. And if you get to the top, then the stage is, do you want to stay there? Because everybody's going to be better than you thought he was when he faces you, and you have to be on top of your game. So you find out what kind of character they have as athletes, what kind of focus they have as athletes. And that's part of the joy of watching the arc of a fighter's career, that you get it played out on the canvas stage.
Okay. The heavyweight champion, according to the WBO, the WBA, the IBF, and the IBO, the heavyweight champion is Vladimir Klitschko, 1996 Olympic gold medalist, 62-3, 52 whacks, hasn't lost in about 11 years now, a fifth-round whack-out winner over Alex Lapai, now 35-3, 24 KOs. They're drawing big crowds across the pond, but, you know, the ESPN, I was looking at some of the chat rooms and this and that, nobody even chatted during this fight. Can he generate any, how can he generate any American interest in himself?
Well, first of all, the fight was on on an afternoon in late April, so it wasn't going to get a big audience. But I'm very glad that ESPN showed the fight. We should have the heavyweight champion given his chance on American television whenever he fights. Look, the obvious answer is if there's an American contender, a serious American contender. We'll see how Areola does against Stavern in May. We'll see how Wilder develops, if he does, maybe Jennings. And whether or not an American promoter or venue can offer Klitschko enough money to get him to fight here. He'd like to fight here, I believe, but he makes so much money for fighting in Europe that we're out of the heavyweight championship business right now.
The heavyweight champion of television analyst, the most prolific face in boxing as far as behind the in front of the camera is concerned, is on the line. Larry Merchant, of course. And Larry, we've got a good heavyweight fight coming up. You brought him up. Brian Jennings going to take on Mike Perez. That's going to be a pretty good one.
I don't know much about Brad. I saw Jennings at Madison Square Garden in January, and I liked him. You know, I think he has certain limitations because he started very late in fighting in his early 20s. But I think he's smart. He's combative. He knows what he can do, and especially what he can't do. And so I'm curious to see how he does against a better class of heavyweights. I'm also curious to see whether they're going to put him in with somebody who can test him seriously so that we can find out before they try to put him in with Vladimir Klitschko. But that's not the name of the game today, but I kind of like Jennings a little bit.
Marcos Medina, just lunch meat for Floyd Mayweather in a week or so?
Presumably. Madonna is the type of fighter that theoretically, on paper, could discombobulate a boxer type like Mayweather, you know, who's a master of self-control in the ring. And what I would call controlled non-aggression. Mm-hmm. And Maidana has improved, it seems to me, since he went with Robert Garcia as a trainer, in that he is still very aggressive, but is being smarter about it. But I don't know that he could really compete with Mayweather, and maybe his aggression, if it turns from relentless into reckless, winds up getting him stopped. But I think right now he's the logical opponent for Mayweather, given what and where the field is at the moment.
And their field isn't all that deep, is there? I mean, who really is there for Mayweather to fight unless he wants to step up to other weights, right?
That's the way it looks. I think, look, there are some good young fighters in the welterweight divisions that they all haven't been tested. I certainly like Danny Garcia, and I think Mikey Garcia, if he ever gets back in the ring, will be moving up into the 140s. And Porter and a few others that could make some good scraps, but I'm not sure they could compete or threaten Mayweather, you know, who is normally a 10 or 15 to 1 favorite over almost anyone he fights.
Godfather, you know what that new grandson means?
Tell me.
You're going to be babysitting some more.
Well, that's the joy of being a parent. The greatest joy is becoming a grandparent.
And the greatest joy is having you on this show. I love you, Larry. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the godfather of the broadcast world as far as boxing is concerned. The great Larry Merchant, a Hall of Famer. Philadelphia Inquirer, of course, he was the head of the sports department there. He's written for many issues. And if you look at that Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston photo, when Ali knocked Liston down in that first round in Lewiston, Maine, and you look between Muhammad Ali's legs, there's a picture of Larry Merchant with his mouth wide open. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.